everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Horror, Blood, and Coffee. I'm your host, Jonathan Boudin. I've got my awesome co-host, Samantha Marie, and Derek Huey. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing good.
We're doing good when people get our names right.
I know.
Yep. Listen, I'm a woman, so I mean, I do probably have a few personalities. It's fine.
So, we also have a really awesome special guest. We got Dale Nyhouse here. How you doing, Dale?
I'm doing absolutely great. Just here in the wonderful state of bipolar weather, Oklahoma, and actually not doing bad today.
Oh, yeah. Lived in Oklahoma before. I'm so sorry.
Well, it's kind of like the Midwest. I mean, it's like Illinois, too. It's like one day.
It's horrible. Oklahoma is just, it's like, it's got the heat of Texas, but it doesn't have the fun of Texas. So it's
Trust me. I lived in southern Indiana pretty much most of my life. And yeah, it wasn't anything like this here, believe me.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go right into chatting, because I know sometimes we get into other things and other situations. We kind of go down a rabbit hole, and that is really creepy.
We have a special guest too.
Yeah,
man.
That's Rebecca Reinhardt's face.
Yeah, that's her mangled face.
Ah,
man, for those who are just tuning in on the podcast, my wife is lifting up a special effect she did for our movie. My girlfriend is a serial killer.
And she was trying to lick it. She was trying to lick it like it's a lollipop.
She wasn't trying. She was.
And you licked it clean almost.
All right. Say goodbye, Rebecca.
Goodbye. Bye, Rebecca.
Bye, Rebecca. Okay. Right. So we're going to be talking about the 2001 film Candyman, which Derek was nice enough to say it 5 times earlier for us. So he might show up for the podcast.
Here's our special guest, Candyman.
I think we said it within like the first 10 minutes, hoping that he would kill us so we didn't have to finish watching it.
So that's how it's going to start for you guys, you know?
I just like to dive right in.
Because we already know. I mean, you've talked about it. I don't know if it was on your page or Derek's page or whatever on Facebook, but we know you guys.
What was your review? Well, Derek likes to review movies. What was your review?
I don't know. I don't have my phone up.
Oh,
I gave it a half a star because you can't give it 0 stars. I mean, it just has the cardinal sin of fucking just being boring. We should fucking review Malignant. Now, that's a movie I can fucking talk about and have fun with.
You know, the funny thing is Candyman, we felt like we watched Candyman a long time ago, and it's only been, like, what, three weeks?
It just came out 3 weeks ago, and we thought, I mean, I was like, what the fuck, 3 weeks? It felt like we watched that 6 months ago. I don't remember shit from it. It was so fucking goddamn boring. Like, fuck. And now we gotta talk about it, so it's fucking even worse.
All right.
Well, what about you, Dale? Did you enjoy it?
I can honestly say I was not a huge fan of it. I mean, I tried to give it some credit just because of any time I'm going to watch a movie, whether the critics review it good or bad or whatever, I don't like believing any of that just because I like to form my own personal view. And I tried going sitting into it thinking, okay, maybe this will be okay, whatever. And then the more I just watched it, it just, at times it was hard to keep my attention. I mean, I think overall what they were trying to do, I mean, I kind of get, but at the same time, I did not personally like it. I honestly am with them on that. I just, it's almost like they were trying to overdo the first one. And anytime you got a classic like that, you just can't do that. And it's just, I don't know. It was just really hard for me to follow. So I personally was not a huge fan of it at all.
Yeah, I agree. I felt like the OG was, it had political undertones, but I felt like the OG actually was more audience. Like, they cared about the audience, and they actually focused more on it being a horror movie first with political undertones. And I felt like the sequel / relaunch was just, like, political, like, in your face. And it was so boring. I watch the news for specific reasons. I felt like I was like just watching the news, and like the news is more gorier than this show was.
I don't know. It felt like they made a whole movie on what the news just shows us every day. So it's not like something that's new to us. It's not like
The end of the day, though, I go to see a movie to be entertained, not to like be enlightened. I mean, at least a horror movie. Like, I want to be entertained, and I was not entertained. I was just bored.
Okay, so
woken up. Okay,
I want to talk about this real quick, though, because, you know, I just feel like a movie called Candyman should have had a lot more Candyman in it. You know, that was my personal beef with the problem was like, and I was talking to a friend last night, and our agreement was there needed to be more Tony Todd, period. You know, like I felt like there was a scene that I did really dig the art, the scene with the two people are saying the name in the mirror, and then they get slaughtered by Candyman. That scene was fucking awesome. And then they start trying to go into the backstory of
backstories. Yeah, wasn't just one backstory.
Yeah. And so you kind of go in, it's like it feels like there was too much, you know. And the problem is they're trying to give everything enough screen time. So for a movie that was only like, I think only like an hour and a half to hour, you know, 45 minutes or whatever, it's pretty short for what, you know, it felt like it took longer, you know. And a lot of that was because, you know, it had some boring moments. Like I didn't really care about the art guy. Like, and he was the baby from the original. So it feels once again from doing what Halloween 2018 did, which was, oh, we're gonna just forget Candyman 2, 3, and we're gonna start.
Which is okay this. With me, because those really blew.
Right. Well, yeah, but we call it Candyman 2 then. You know, don't call it Candyman. I mean, yeah. You know, like if you're going to do that, if you're like Halloween should have been Halloween 2, but they want to do that because they wanted to put into a trilogy of whatever. So they want Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween 3 or whatever. So they're probably, I believe this movie made enough where they're going to probably get a sequel to it, which I'm just, you know, like, I don't know. Personally, it was just kind of, meh,
it was like 90 minutes. So we Malignant was like what, 2 hours? Oh, and then yeah. This movie was 90 minutes. And I swear to God, like this movie, like Candyman felt like it was like 4 hours long.
But Malignant felt like it just blew by because it was so fucking fun and entertaining.
Well, yeah. Candyman, from the very beginning, yeah.
Yeah, I mean just from the get-go. And it was like a stupid movie, but it was still fun. And like you know, anybody stupid. That loves horror movies knows like there's categories. Like we all like even bad horror movies, but they have to be entertaining. Like that's the point.
We lost Dale.
Uh-oh.
He's like, I ain't woke enough for this.
Well, maybe you said Candyman. Candyman went to him and killed him.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I hope not.
You know, got that Taco means- Bell internet, guys.
He's coming after me next. Uh-oh.
Did you just look behind you?
Oh man, but yeah.
We have a wall behind us, so we're good.
I know. I don't. You'd have to bust through the wall like Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. What is he, Fat Albert?
Yeah, also? He's Fat Albert. Dale, you know, where'd Dale go?
Can you imagine Tony Todd sounding like Fat Albert?
I think I can, actually. Like, Tony Todd, I always think of Final Destination for some weird reason. Like, Tony Todd and Final Destination is in my head.
Yeah, well, he was perfect for that, you know, like, and he was just, I mean, this dude, and I get, like, I was really happy because at first I thought they were absolutely replacing Tony Todd, you know, and I think, honestly, I think they were going to at one point, and then there was a fan, like, freak out, so they're like, okay, we can't, like, Tony Todd is Candyman, like, this is what he's most known for, you know, like,
yeah, see, yes, he is. Like, there's just fucking, there's like 12 Candyman or some shit.
Yeah, Candyman isn't one person anymore. It's
he's now a collection of people who have been racially wronged by society.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the fact that they took away like the boogeyman for, you know, in a horror movie, you know, and like, I don't know, made it like such a vast thing. And I don't know, and I also kind of don't like the people that are like, if you don't like this movie, they're like, oh well, you just don't understand it. And it's like,
we looked up videos right afterwards just to make sure if it was something we didn't catch, and it's like, nope, it's like we understood exactly what was going on. We understood that what Candyman was in this film.
Yeah.
We got it.
We just thought it was the movie itself was not entertaining to us, and we did not like it. Yeah. Dale! Dale's back.
Sorry about that. I had to turn my Wi-Fi off. I was on Wi-Fi and something happened. I was literally frozen, so I had to go from my laptop to my phone. It was just weird. So, yeah, I'm no longer in frozen land or whatever. I'm back.
Well, we thought Candyman got you.
In frozen land? We didn't even notice.
Man, that just goes to show how important I am. Man,
I know. You know what?
You're really Bert. Small. Like, on my computer, like, everybody's really small except for Moody for some weird reason. Like, Moody's giant.
Well, Moody's always. Never mind, I'm just going to be quiet. Anyway.
There you are, Del. Del is a good guy.
Yeah, I am tiny.
Oh, Lord. All right. Anyway, I'm sorry that you're in frozen land, but you're back. So that's good.
Candyman didn't get me, even though he said it. He thought maybe I got by Candyman. No, I'm good. Candyman didn't get me. Got.
No, but we're
how
good.
How do we know you're not Candyman impersonating Del?
Dale. Because he's too woke for that shit.
Dale.
You're doing that again.
Funny story. So one night, I don't know why me and my husband were laying in bed thinking about Dale. And like, I think Derek said your name weird. And I was like, that's not how Dale. You say it. It's Dale. And he's like, what? So we literally, for 5 minutes, probably just kept repeating Dale. So then we felt the need to record it, and then we sent it to Dale just to let him know we were thinking about him.
Now I'm sad because I didn't get any like notification to like magically appear in your bedroom because you right? know.
I mean, yeah, we said it like probably 50 times.
You know, would be like, "Come here, fool! We got some white people to visit."
Oh man,
that's a rabbit hole we're not going down.
I'm trying to just open up this rabbit hole for everybody.
No,
I'm gonna punch in as many times as I can because we all know like I'm the black person in this podcast, so I can say things that make you white people feel uncomfortable.
I mean, that is technically correct.
Yes, I know. Well, that's right. Why you fools ain't woke enough for Candyman. You ain't woke enough. Son,
I go back to playing Fortnite.
I love your guys' dynamic because Sam just tells you go back there. You're like, okay,
yeah, he's fine. The video games, he's cool.
yeah, it's like a little kid. You tell them, you know, to go back to playing their video game. They'll just be like, yeah, okay.
I don't know. Go ahead and beat that baby.
Honestly, all in all, Candyman, like, and that's interesting that we all sort of we didn't like it as much. And I feel like we're the people who like are actually saying this. Most people are praising the movie. You know, you see most reviews of it. Everybody's like, oh my God, this is so great. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I don't want to like lie, you know, and praise it.
So the rabbit hole I'm about to go down. I feel like it's, since it is about, you know, racial inequality, I feel like some people maybe like feel like, or maybe they've been told like, oh, if you don't like this movie, you know, you're part of the problem. So, I mean, maybe that's why some people are kind of scared to express their opinion. Cause I mean, listen, this movie, I know it's about race, but it's also about an entertaining movie. And I'm not saying, you know, I wasn't entertained. I didn't like it. I wasn't scary. There's nothing really suspenseful about it. It was just boring.
I agree.
We're not racist because we think this movie was boring.
A big problem I felt like is that the Candyman, it didn't really establish like what he does, what he is. I mean, it didn't make sense to me. Like, usually you say his name 5 times, he kills you and the person you're in the room with, right? So and then what's up, like, it would make sense if it just followed the main character, like, but then you have that school scene that comes out of nowhere, which has nothing to do with the main character at all, and it sort of throws me out of the whole, what I thought the film was about, because I thought it was anything that was doing something wrong with the main character, that are, you know, even in the slightest bit, they were ended up killed, but then you got the school children out of nowhere.
Look,
yeah, that school children scene threw me off.
Okay, let me real quick. Let me just say this because I'll forget it if I don't. I rewatched the original because I had to do it for 90s horror, you know, podcast and everything. And honestly, the original was amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But what it did was it showed the fact that Candyman itself, like if you didn't believe in Candyman, Candyman was going to come after you, right? For not, you know what I mean? So like because you didn't believe and you were making people not believe it him, and the power that Candyman has is the power of belief that he actually exists, right?
Right, kind of like Freddy Krueger gets his abilities from people being scared of him.
Exactly. Perfect analogy. So in this new one, I guess the idea is that they didn't want to go with that route again, you know, or whatever, right? But what they wanted to do was handle the passing of the torch, right? Because, you know, Candyman goes through generations and different people. I guess, do they all become Tony Todd? I don't know. Like, because at the end of the first Candyman, Virginia Madsen's character becomes the new Candyman, you know, right? Because the guy says her name like 5 times and she comes through the mirror and kills him. So I'm wondering, spoiler alert, sorry for anybody who hasn't seen the first original Candyman. But that, you know, that was the thing. So I don't know. I'm so confused as to what was the real.
But, you know, my question to that, though, is did she kill him just because of that? Or did she kill him because he was a cheating asshole?
No. She killed him because.
No, my point is, though, is, yeah, I know that he said her name or whatever, but my point is it didn't show her killing anybody else. It literally only showed her killing her ex-husband that was an a-hole to her.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, scorned lover? Candyman.
She was sort of killed by Candyman, you know, like, wanted her.
I know that, but that's not my point.
Wanted her to take the torch, I guess, was the idea. And I don't know. I've never seen the second or third one, so I had no idea if they I don't think they acknowledged that at all.
No, like, they didn't acknowledge
it. It's kind of like Halloween 4, where at the end, fucking Danielle Harris is holding up a knife, and it looks like she's going to be the next Michael Myers, right, or something, you know, and then Part 5, they just completely disregard it and then make it a total shit movie, you know.
That was
the worst Halloween.
Five. Yeah, 5 is the one. That,
the next one's 5 with Tamara Glenn. Yeah, that one's really shitty.
So,
yeah.
So, like, somebody said it the best, I think. I was listening to a review on this, and they said it was sort of an anti-superhero origin story of the Ghetto Avenger. And I think
that, I laugh every time.
I think that put it best, because it almost was a superhero origin film of like about a superhero that kills people who go against, I guess, you know, like the racism. Because yeah. Like, otherwise, Candyman would have killed the lady at the end who said his name 5 times, not all the cops.
Right. Exactly.
See, the only thing I can think of for that is, I guess there had to be a person, like somebody left over, that would tell the story and let people be scared. So, I mean, maybe that's why he kept her alive. Because, you know, the fear aspect.
Like, they would be like, oh, the Candyman killer or the Candyman artist was turned into looking like Candyman, and all these people died. Like, that would be on the news everywhere and put the fear of Candyman.
Well, I know, but remember, it didn't, at the end, he said, like, you know, like, tell everybody, like, tell, like, he was, like telling her, like, be my public relation person here and tell everybody about me.
I don't know. He was doing that little tornado of faces. I just fucking checked out. I was like, oh, well, there goes fucking Tony Todd, I guess. Fucking CGI Todd. All right, then.
Yeah. De-aged. Yeah. I don't know. What did you think, Dale?
You know, I mean, the idea that it was the child from the first film, I kind of like that they did throw that in there, but just the whole school scene, and just it went all over the place. The whole film just was everywhere. You know, and I'm a huge fan of the original. And so I just kind of went in there thinking, okay, maybe this will be a good sequel. You know, kind of, even though they kind of just threw out the second, third one, which were horrible. But yeah, it was just like the school scene thrown in and all this stuff. And just, it was hard to follow this thing along. I mean, well,
are you guys saying the school scene as in the scene where the girls are in the
I feel like that bathroom? Scene is so misplaced. I feel like they feel like they included that scene just because it was like, it was a cool thing for the trailer.
Well, I feel it was like clickbait by the producer or like the studio. Like, we need to sell this film.
It didn't make sense. It didn't feel like it belonged. Like, it was just like so random, I felt.
Well, it's because they didn't have enough kills, you know. They didn't have enough Tony Todd killing people because they didn't want to kill off any of the main characters, right? They didn't want to kill off the girl. They did kill off the guy later or whatever, but they didn't want to, you know, he was supposed to replace Candyman.
Yeah, so that's why I felt like it didn't belong in it. It felt like it was filmed after everything was done.
Yeah. And
they're like, well, we need, like, the studio was like, we need something for the trailer. We need more kills. Let's fucking do it. Just do it.
Yeah. And I remember seeing the trailer. I remember seeing that part thinking, ooh, that looks really cool. And then it was literally like in the movie. And I was like, hey, I already seen this. Damn.
I saw it. You saw it. And it didn't really add anything to the movie anyway.
If anything, I think it took away from everything affecting the main character. Like, it took away that, so my idea of the movie doesn't even stand anymore, which was probably what the movie's actually fucking about.
I really wish what they had done was went back to the original and concentrated on the fact that dude was going insane and thinking, like, and then having people die around him because of Candyman, you know what I mean? And then at the end, they could do the whole thing where he gets replaced, you know, or whatever, replaces Candyman, and it could have worked. But the problem is they concentrated too much on like the lore of it and everything that, and the art. And I'm sorry, but I'm not, I always feel like whenever I see art house shit in movies, I feel like it's very pretentious and annoying. And I feel like this movie had some really, but I do remember your review, Derek, a little bit, and I believe you did say the cinematography was great.
We should talk about that, because that was maybe the only like pro about the whole movie, was there was some really beautiful shots.
Oh, it was shot very well. That's about it. Like, that's where, because can't even say that the kills were cool, because most of them were off screen. And
the acting was solid. I mean, I think the acting was good too, but like, right, I feel like the writing.
Yeah, you guys are film only do so much with a bad, like, bad writing. I mean, you can have the best actors, best cinematographer, best sound, best everything else, and if the writing is shit, it's just hard to make the story, you know, good. And that sucks, unfortunately. Yeah, the acting, the cinematography, I feel actually they were all really good, but yeah, the writing I feel could have been so much better.
Well, I feel like they always take like an original idea, like, you know, they always take something that's already been done and then they remake it, but then they want to like stray away because they want to be original. And I'm like, well, then why even remake it then? Because you're still not original. It's just so confusing to me.
Yes, exactly. it's happened a lot. It seems to happen a lot more than.
Do I see part of Lisa?
Yes, there she is right
Lisa!
There.
Hi, Lisa.
All right. Hi. Now it's the Lisa podcast. Did you see this fucking movie too?
No, I have not.
I didn't subject her to it. I went and watched it by myself because honestly, I wouldn't want to. I'm kind of glad I did because I didn't want to put any bells through that. That's just my opinion.
That's a good guy right there, Dale.
She'd be like the only one of us to like it, and then be like, you see, y'all aren't woken up.
Don't mind him.
This podcast is done. Like, for sure.
Are you even recording anymore, Moody?
I don't know.
I think
we were supposed to be recording this.
Let me. Okay. Oops. So what I didn't understand, the female character, the main female character, remember when it showed like her dad committing suicide?
Oh yeah.
What the fuck? Like, why? Does anybody know why?
I was wondering there. I don't even know, unless it was just be like explained like her bad history with an artist who basically went nuts and over deep, and now her boyfriend is. Maybe that was the symbolism with that. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
I just felt like there was tons of things in it which they just didn't like. I don't know. They like started something, but they're like, you know what?
They ran out of time. They're like, we need to add more filler.
Maybe they're trying to do a sequel.
A sequel. Well, I mean, this would probably get a sequel, you know?
Yeah. It'll be called Candyman 2, The Wokening.
Oh, Lord. Well, there goes some of our audience.
No, I'm telling them to get woke, son.
Yeah, the two people that were watching, we just have one now.
Oh, good.
Oh Lord, I don't know, because like when we put this out, people do search like Candyman like a lot on the stuff on the podcast stuff, so who knows.
Well, a lot of times we say some crazy stuff too, so I bet there's some people who just tune in just to like hear like some of the stuff, like, the stuff that's gonna get us in trouble.
Which is usually at the end when we're just like completely delirious and just saying the shit that's on the top of our heads and everything. People are just,
they haven't yet. I've said stuff that would probably get me canceled on this podcast. Nobody said shit, so it's all good. Nobody's
listening. I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be all right.
Oh Lord. So I guess we can go right into our rating, and then after.
So the director, I mean, I will give it to her. So it's her first movie. Like,
it's not her first movie. She's done a couple, like, a first horror movie.
I mean, very small things.
Yeah, get woke, son.
And I mean, she's been a lot of, like, technical, like, she was, like, a grip. I mean, she's done a lot of, like, little things here and there. She did, like, a few shorts here and there. But, like, this is one of her first, like, bigger movies that she directed. And then it said that the second day of release, it was, they knocked off one of the other movies and they were the top of the box office, and she's the first Black female director at the top. So, I mean, you know, good for her.
Yeah.
There you go. And she had done like a Western before this too, like, you know, a feature length Western. So that's on Hulu. So people can check that out. I think it's called Little Woods. So that's on Hulu. She's directed episodes of a series called Top Boy, that's on Netflix.
Well, after watching Candyman, you know what I won't be watching
tonight. Well, who knows? Like, maybe that stuff is better because it's like more up her alley. I mean, not everybody.
Part writer. I think she was part screenwriter. So she's, yeah, I was going to say, it's not her fault that their movie was written poorly, but. A little bit of it.
Like, you have Jordan Peele as a co-writer, and fuck, like, his movies are so fucking incredible to me.
Us?
I loved Us, man.
Really?
I thought Us was better than Get Out. Like, Us
was really? Just I would disagree with that. I don't know. I thought Us's ending ruined it for me. Like, that ending just fucking ruined the whole movie for me.
It's really weird, but I don't think it was weird.
I just thought it was awful. It was just a terrible ending, but you know, that's perfect. I love that we can argue.
Well, there was three writers, so it was the middle writer then that I didn't even write down. It's their fault.
Well, it could be the director. I haven't seen what she wrote. I haven't seen movies she wrote either.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a movie. I mean, I get what it's trying to do, and it did it, but fucking.
So other than Tony Todd, Vanessa Williams also came back. So that was cool. So those are the two OG people cast.
Right. And, you know, I will say that Vanessa Williams did a fantastic job, like bringing the character back. Yeah. Actually, that stuff was kind of cool. Like, you know, having it tie into the original.
Yeah,
I didn't read anything. I didn't see anything. So I had no idea. I thought this was a complete, absolute different remake. And
that's what I thought too, until they, like you said, went into the whole territory of, hey, this is the kid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I get it. That's kind of...
That's the baby that they were trying to find in the first one and everything. That's kind of cool. Like, that actually made me happy, you know?
Well, they technically brought Helen back too, but not... She just did a voice. Like, it was just a voiceover.
Right, but it was also... If I remember correctly, it was sort of like they made it sound different than what actually happened, right? If I'm correct, like the story of Helen and everything was sounded weirder than it actually was.
No, I mean, I think they said it pretty much like, you know, Candyman took the baby and then took him into like the big bonfire. And
oh, yeah.
Because there was another story where it was wrong. But see, that's where I got confused, because then they kept like, you know, like the first story, I remember telling Derek, I'm like, well, this isn't even right. La, la, la. And then the second story that guy said, it was more relatable to the original. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I think there was a third story. And I was like, okay, I'm so confused.
So how funny would it be if whenever they showed like all the Candymans at the end, you saw the lady from the first movie, like within that?
Yeah, or they were all in a line, like doing like a river dance.
Because wouldn't she be in that like Candyman thing? Because she was kind of Candyman for a little bit. Or am I wrong with that?
I don't know. I'm not convinced she was Candyman, but that's just my personal. I think she was just a scorned person that came back to kill her fucking cheating ex-husband.
So something I learned about the first Candyman that I didn't know was apparently one of the guys that was doing the 90s horror one with me said that apparently they actually shot in the real place, in the real city, in the OG place. I don't think they did that with this one, you know. I think this was probably shot somewhere else to make it look like it, you know, and everything, because it just, I don't know.
I read that it was, the production was brought back to the original one.
Oh, okay.
I did read that.
Yeah, they filmed it in Chicago. I remember they were doing things for extras who wanted to be in it.
Why didn't you go be in it, Derek?
Well, like, you're gonna watch fucking Candyman and then just see my fat ass in the background. Damn, them some whitey's dying. Oh no.
Yeah, they would have cut that out. Like, you are not an extra.
Oh, that's funny.
I'd be so extra being an extra.
Yeah.
Adios mios, it's Candyman. I better get my black ass out of here. I'll be safe. I mean, it's kind of funny though, like how in films the black guy always dies first, and this film the black guy dies like never.
Yeah,
kind of.
I don't know, a bunch of white girls and white. Oh yeah, did you notice all the people who died were white people? Pretty much.
Fuck like, yeah, get woke, son.
I mean,
well, listen, I don't know if they're all white, but they were definitely not African American, because there was one chick, because I actually looked into this, and there was one girl in the high school scene that she looked like she, you know, was a mix of something, which is fine. But I'm just saying, like, so I was like, okay, so what is it? So it's just no African Americans were killed, but all the other races were. So you can't say they were all white, because there was some other, like.
Yeah, okay, you're right. There might have been like Latina or something too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So wow, holy cow. Well, yeah, but I
also
mean,
in the school scene, the African American like teenager that didn't get killed, she wasn't involved though in them saying their name, because remember she came in later and went right into
the cops.
Huh?
The cops weren't involved with saying the name either.
Well, no, but they were, you know, doing like a hate crime. They were like, you know, shooting him or killing him, or you know what I mean, for no reason. Like excessive force.
Well, the white people did look at that black girl pretty harshly when she came in to use the restroom, so they deserve to die.
But no, my point is with that school scene, you know, she didn't die because she didn't say it, but she was in the room and didn't die. So that was just weird to me, because I was like, well, does everybody die? Or it seems like they kind of like went back and forth. Like,
well, yeah, because then you have the two people from the art gallery. One person said, the other person didn't, and then, but they still both died. So it does show that if you're just in the same room, you will get killed. But then in the school room, it's like, no, that's not how it works. And then at the end, it's like, that's not how it works either.
So that's why it was confusing to me, because I didn't understand.
It's almost like Candyman was being selective this time, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, I think the script was being selective, honestly. Like, which I feel like, Yeah, I mean, whatever. That's the thing. Like, you kind of want to make a movie that is safe for a certain race to watch. That's fine. You know, like, that's whatever. You want to do that, all the power to you. We couldn't do that. You know, like, we couldn't make that into a thing because, I mean, we kind of already do a lot when we do horror films, you know, I guess, you know, the generally speaking, the final girl is generally white, you know, right? Like, tell generally me, female. And generally female. Yeah. Well, final girl, I would hope so.
Gender.
I mean, Candyman is so selective. I feel like if you call his name on a good day, he'll like do your laundry and shit.
Okay, that would be amazing.
I don't see him like being such a bad guy, like, because he's
he'll pick your groceries for you.
Yeah, I mean, like, god damn it, man, my fucking fridge broke. Candyman came in, came in, and then he comes up with a fucking wrench, like, I got you, bro. Oh, wait, you're white. Never mind. Stab.
All right. That's
the rabbit hole I was talking about. Not going down, babe.
I'm trying to open it up for everybody. It's fine. It's fine.
But yeah, so it was one of those things where, I mean, honestly, I don't know. After watching it the one time, I'm like, I've seen it. That's it. I don't have to own this movie. I don't have to rewatch it. I'm probably never going to. I'm not like, I'm just was not that into it enough where, I mean, like you said, it was sort of boring. It wasn't nearly. And after rewatching the original, you know, I definitely would watch the original like over and over again now.
Yeah. Well, the original, and I remember watching the original in the theater, and it was like, it was actually, I mean, it could have been because I was younger, but I mean, I remember it actually being scary. Like, yeah. I remember it being scary.
Yeah. It had, well, you know, and it was also, you know, after rewatching it, I think it's the music, it's the, you know, the idea that you don't know what the hell is going on, you know, because Candyman is fucking with this chick, you know? Mm-hmm. So you watch that was shit was good. This was sort of like, okay, people are dying because they said the word candy, you know, that wasn't the point of the original, you know, mm-hmm. It had that in there. Like you say his name, but he, you know, you know, what would have been cooler is if they took the movie to a different level, like where all of a sudden his art piece got so famous that people were all into it everywhere in the world and everybody was saying Candyman, stuff like that. Like, I would have been into that, but they wanted to keep it in this hole and keep it with this whole family, and you know what I mean, like, I just kind of got bored by it, you know, like, if they had made it like larger than life, I think it would have been a greater better movie.
Yeah, you know, most horror movies have political undertones to them. You know,
political, but this undertones one was, is fine. You know,
yeah, it's fine. But this was like just like it was nothing but it was like political overtones, and I was like, all right, where's the horror? Like, where's the scary part?
Right. Well, and that goes back to your original discussion about that. And my thing is like, look, I knew about, like, there was a lot of talk and rumor about the fact that Candyman was going to be talking a lot about, I think even the trailers showed it talking about a lot of the stuff that's been going on recently, you know, in the news, right? So like you said earlier, the news would bothered you, you know? So it's just boring to you because you just hear the same thing every day or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's sort of what this was just kind of going, okay, well, you know, the riots on the streets and and all of this was because of fucking COVID, not because of Candyman, you know, people are, you know, and other stuff going on too with the white cops murdering black kids and stuff like that or something, you know, or whatever. And that happens all the time. You know, this isn't new. You know, this has been happening. Remember Rodney King and even before then, this has been something they've been trying to stop this from happening, you know, but it just became too obnoxious with this movie because we got it the first time. You don't have to show it to us later that, you know, that it's happening again, you know, like we get what you're trying to say. So you're right. Overtones instead of undertones. And it just kind of, I feel like it kind of, you know, straight away from the movie itself instead of, you know, kind of being part of the movie.
All right, I think the real question is, do you feel less or more woke after watching this movie? I feel about the same level of woke as I did before watching it. Like, I get what's still going on in the world. So, you know, like, it doesn't feel like I became more woke. I think it just...
I mean, I think this movie was probably scary to people. I'm you know, like...
I don't think so. Like, I don't think it was scary.
I mean, the thing is we're white. Like, let me just say that we're white. So,
except
I mean,
for me.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know if this is going to go down a rabbit hole or not, but we all can't understand how, you know, African-Americans feel about being scared about, you know, being pulled over for like its ticket and worrying about getting shot. So, is it safe to say that maybe we're not the target audience for this movie? I mean, is that safe to say? Can I say that without getting in trouble?
I mean, no, I think you're right a little bit. I mean, that maybe this wasn't completely directed toward us, but also
we don't have that experience. Like, we don't know that feeling. So maybe if we did know that feeling, then maybe this would be one of those like realistic, scary horror movies. You know, maybe that's what we're not understanding. I don't know.
Well, I 100% understand that. Then you have to think about, like, I mean, I know that people do get shot by cops and stuff. And I know it happens. But at the end, like, I don't know, it sort of pulled me out of it. Like, because I have to think, would a cop actually shoot a guy who's on the floor bleeding his ass off with one hand missing?
Like, right. Well, he didn't have a hook in his hand, but, though. They could have thought it was a weapon, though, and he was trying
to... Yeah, but usually you just say, put the weapon down, or, you know...
I think if it would have been real racist cops, he would have just killed both of them. Like, whatever. Like
that. Well, yeah, I guess that is a valid
point. I don't see him just killing one and then trying to conspire with the other of his half-assed, this is what you saw, right? You know, like, fucking...
I get what you're saying. You're saying if it was, like, realistic, he would have just shot them both and then just come up with a story of why he had to shoot him.
Yeah, and then, you know, then maybe it'd be like, you know. But it wasn't like that at all. And so it's like, okay. But, I mean... So I guess I can say it's unrealistic like that, but then I can also say, is it really unrealistic? Because when you see kids getting fucking shot over bullshit on the news, but then again, you know, this, I don't know.
You know, that would have been cool. Like, cause you know, in another movie, not Candyman, because we obviously had to have her say the name Candyman five times in that, the reflective mirror there or whatever, you know, in the rearview mirror. But, so what I was thinking was that maybe what would have been cool is that she had one of those like little, you know, I guess recording like cameras on her like lapel or something that they didn't even notice. Right. So when all of a sudden their body's coming out, they get it off and it shows that the cop actually murdered, you know, stuff like that. That could have been a cool scene, but really having just Candyman kill the cops at the end, you know, did it really like send any kind of message to anything? Like, was this a message movie at all?
He said something to the cops being like, you're going to be shown as a hero after you die and stuff, but you know, we'll know the truth and shit. Or he said some bullshit like that. So, man, I mean, there's definitely a message in there.
I don't know. I felt like this movie kind of has mixed messages. Maybe.
Yeah, that was my problem too. Is I felt like it was completely mixed message. Like I would be like, I would start getting it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm starting to understand. And then it would just like vice like flip and do something the complete opposite. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm like what is it?
And that might have been the problem with having different people like putting their hand in the script, you know, and yeah. Stuff. Had they just left one person dealing with it, and then because maybe another person, maybe Jordan Peele said, oh, we got to do this, but then Nia DaCosta, the director, was like, oh, I need to do something else, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean?
This movie needs more white people dying.
You know, I mean, I was even thinking about the, remember the lady who was helping him with the thing, he mentioned, don't say his name, and she went into the mirror and said his name again. And I'm just like thinking, don't fucking tell people not to do something, they're gonna fucking do it, you know? So he like he's to blame for her death, you know, in that sense.
What's up with that one dude who told the one guy the story about Candyman and cut off his arm to make it turn in? Like, who the fuck was he? How the fuck was he just like, he's just some random dude that the guy started talking to? Like, how, like, what the fuck? Like, what did all the planets align that day and fucking just work out?
I know, because it was so strange when he met him in the outside or whatever. He was just like talking to him like it was, I don't know.
And then he told him about K-Man, so he just so happened to be K-Man. Wasn't like, I don't know.
And like, how did that guy know that he was the baby that was gonna be like the one that passes on and everything? Like, how did that guy come to that conclusion anyway? Like, I don't know. Some of it just, it seemed like coincidence that ended up, because, you know what I mean? Like, it was just too many coincidences in one movie.
Well, it was like a lot of, they just didn't explain a lot. Like,
yeah, they didn't explain a lot of stuff. They just kind of threw it in there, and it was just like, where did this come from? And it's just like, all of a sudden, it's just like, okay, so we've fallen it this way, and all of a sudden, oh, okay, we're going to throw this in here. And it's like, oh, yeah, now he's, like, trying to make him the new Candyman. It's like, where the fuck did that come from?
Right.
Yeah. It was still a little too confusing. I agree. So, whatever. It was, all in all, I feel like this movie, and most of the people love this film. I think it gets, like, a high Rotten Tomatoes score and everything, and maybe we're just not woke enough to get it. I don't know.
Woke, he said it. Son,
get got him to say it.
Woke, son.
All right. I just got you settled down. Calm down.
Get fucking woke.
Tell him to go back to his video game.
Baby, go back to your
I am, and I just killed everybody.
What? Did you win?
Almost. There's only 19 people left.
Uh-oh.
So anytime we do these, I always play video games.
Yeah. He, weirdly enough, he can pay attention to both. He can multitask.
He's got the ADHD.
Yeah, you know? Helps me. It actually helps me concentrate more by playing.
That's funny. Oh, no. So, all right. I guess, are we down to our rating? So we do here at Horror Blend Coffee, we got the A through F rating system that we do. I guess Sam, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I give it an F because I'll never watch it again. I didn't like it. I thought it was boring. There's nothing redeemable about it. F. I hate it. I'll actually say I hate it.
Okay, what about you, Derek?
I give it an A because I'm woke as a motherfucker. Woke.
You're just like, okay, you just get one thing and you can't let it go.
I give it an F, obviously. I thought it was a fucking garbage-ass movie. Like, because at first I thought maybe I didn't get it. So then I started watching videos explaining it. It's like, okay, well, I guess I did get everything. It just still doesn't fucking add together for me, but okay.
All right. What about you, Dale?
I'm absolutely going to give it an F just because of the fact at the beginning of it, trying to give it the best expectations like I do with everything. And the further I just kept watching, I was just like, you know, at one point I was like, I debated on leaving, but then I was like, I always try to stick through a movie, even if it's horrible. But yeah, just overall the way it was put together, just how stuff was kind of thrown in there and stuff. It just, I absolutely cannot picture watching this again. So I absolutely have to give it an F.
All right, I'm going to be the only one who gives it a D. Yep, you knew it, Sam. But I'm going to give it a D. I absolutely did not hate it. Like, it wasn't like my least favorite movie or anything like that. And I couldn't recommend it. I couldn't say I would probably, like I said, I would never watch it again. Like, it's just not, I've seen it, it's done, whatever. What I will give it a D for is cinematography was amazing. The acting was pretty good for, you know, for movie that of a plot that I didn't really get. And the, direction was okay. You know, just the writing, I think, and the producing of it, just, it was just sort of put together to make no sense. And so I will say that I'll give it a D because D for effort, you know, I can't fully give it an F. It's not like, what?
You said everybody put some effort into their movie.
Well, unless you are a certain filmmaker who just keeps making the same movie over and over.
I was thinking that too. This whole time when you kept saying, thinking, it's not my worst hated movie. I was, Ferguson kept going in my head.
I mean, I guess you would say those, his fucking, the movie's better than his movies, I guess. But I guess you could say, I'd rather watch my shit also than watch fucking Justin Ferguson's movies. Like, that sounds more entertaining, watching an hour and a half of my shit compared to a Justin Ferguson movie. I'd be like, I'll take the shit, please.
And then, honestly, like, indie films and Hollywood films completely.
Well, at least on the shit, a fly will land on it, which will have more personality than anybody inside his movies.
So, well, no, here's the thing. It had a huge budget. It had time, you know, which the indie films don't ever have, you know?
Right. Yeah, we were just talking about this.
You know, yeah, indie films don't have time. They have to make the movie as quickly as possible to get it out as quickly as possible to make any kind of money.
Well, getting out as quickly as possible is their own fault. Like, they don't have the time part. That's true. But they don't have to get the movie out. They just want that validation from internet strangers.
You could take an extra year editing it, perfecting the sound, and your movie will go in far more places.
Yes, but that's not the culture of Indieland anymore. The culture of Indieland is just, let's just regurgitate as much crap as possible. Let's finish it
as quick as possible so we can get our indie friends to suck our dicks. Hey, look how big my dick is. I filmed 20 movies this year. My dick is this long. How big is your dick? Get out of here.
And then there's what were you saying, Dale?
I said, well, then there's that.
Isn't that an indie film in a nutshell, or did I get wrong?
That's pretty bad on.
So, all right. So, generally, after we do the ratings, we like to talk about other stuff that's going on in the horror world or, you know, and stuff. Dale, have you seen any good movies lately? Have you been watching anything?
I really haven't watched a whole lot of new stuff. Horror-wise, not really. I've just been sticking a lot of the older stuff and then just kind of watching just some stuff on Netflix. But I really haven't got to watch anything new horror. If anybody has any suggestions about some good new horror.
Malignant.
Yeah, Malignant.
Why
didn't
we get an episode on Malignant, man?
I know.
That wouldn't sound racist and we'd be all cool. Instead, you chose this fucking movie where we all sound like unwoke fucking whiteys. Well, fucking going on a lynch mob and shit after this movie.
Malignant was I didn't have high hopes for it, but yeah, it was really, I really recommend watching Malignant.
Oh, it's so fucking good. I mean, it's stupid
and it's gory. It's really cool gory. I mean, a lot of movies aren't gory anymore, hardly.
I'll say Malignant's the most stupidest fucking movie I've seen in like fucking 10 years, but it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And what it really does is starts on the beginning, you're thinking it's a normal James Wan movie, and then like 30 minutes left, it just takes this complete total turn.
Also, if you think about it hard enough, it is a remake of Basket Case, so you really have to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, watch this now. I'm gonna have to go check it out like soon.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max, and
but there's no really there's no like gross creepy things like in Basket Case with like sexual weird things, so it's safe.
It's safe like that, but no, it's really good.
We'll try not to spoil it, but fucking, it's just get you that subscription to HBO Max and fucking watch it. It's so goddamn fun. It's stupid as shit. It's amazing. Like, it's like you don't see movies like that anymore, and it feels like James Wan took a huge risk to do something so fucking silly and outrageous.
Yep.
And it was beautiful. Like the visuals and just everything. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll check it out.
Like Evil Dead at some moments with how fucking insane it got.
Yeah, the gore. I really appreciated the amount of gore that was in it.
So there's a lot of CGI fake gore where you'll roll your eyes and be like, oh.
But it was fun. I mean, there was a few times where we were just laughing hysterically at how bad it was. But in a good way.
Right. Yeah, we laughed. You weren't laughing at it. You were laughing with it, you know, or whatever. I think I mentioned this to Sam earlier, but have you guys seen Clickbait yet? Did you guys check that out?
No, I've seen it a few times on Netflix. I just haven't watched it yet.
It's really fun. I liked it. It's called Clickbait. It's like, you know, I can't spoil anything, but it's just, it's really fucking good. I was watching the first five episodes like one night and I couldn't stop. And I wanted to keep going, because you want to know what the fuck's going to happen, you know, next each episode. And I'm just like, you know, so eventually I finished watching it and I was like, okay, this is pretty damn good. You know,
I mean, I've been watching Manifest on Netflix, which isn't horror, but it's really good. I recommend Manifest.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. There's a lot of good shit now, you know.
Did any of y'all watch the Army of the Dead on Netflix?
I fucking love that movie. My wife hated it. I gave it a fucking 5 out of 5. It was fucking.
I didn't hate it, but I was like playing on my phone, and then like, because I'd be bored, and then I'd look up, and then something cool would happen, and I would put my phone back down, and then I'd watch, and then I would get bored again. And
it was so fucking. It was the beautifully shot. Fuck, it was amazing. The style, it was so stylish. Fuck, I love that movie.
And I like they did the different zombies in there, especially like the superior ones, whatever. It's really cool how they kind of like made them like that. You know, it was really.
Yeah, they had there was different types of zombies and they had a hierarchy. Usually, yes. I hate shit like that when zombies have personalities, but I think after like watching Land of the Dead 10 times, I sort of got over it. And so now watching it didn't really bother me as much as it usually does.
Man, Derek pre-podcast. I don't have anything to say. Derek during podcast won't shut the fuck up.
That's because I'm woke, son. Who's woke? This motherfucker is.
So. I give the
witnesses. She puts the mic all the time, so it's okay.
But yeah, so it was, you know, honestly, that's funny that, yeah, I think Derek says this at every, like, right before every podcast, like, we're not going to have anything to talk about. And we can always, like, figure something.
I normally research a lot of stuff before, and I normally have at least, like, a good page or two of stuff to talk about. And this one, I barely had, like, you know, a fourth of a page. What movie Candyman. I already forgot what we even talked about.
Well, it's funny because the one before this was old, remember? So we've been striking out, sort of, you know.
I say the more I think about old, the more I like that shitty movie. Like, it's so Shamalama Ding Dong. Like, it's so bad, but it's like a guilty pleasure.
Well, that's because we're talking about Candyman. So anything with Candyman versus of course old's gonna sound better.
That's funny.
When old was better. Shit would be better.
I said my shit would be better than a Dustin Ferguson movie.
Which you would still rather watch, though, than this movie. So anyway.
No, what? No. Would you rather? No.
Than a Dustin Ferguson. You'd rather watch this. See,
rather just gouge my eyes out and fucking bleed to death than watch either. But, like, if I have to choose, I guess.
I remember being on Indie Film Cafe and Paul asking me if I had to watch. There was one that I hated called Actium Maximus, right? It was terrible. It was a trauma shit movie. And then there was a movie called Barn of the Blood Llama. Both I hated, absolutely hated. And he asked me which one would I rather watch. And I said, if I had to choose between one or the other one or death, I'd choose death over them. And that's sort of, I guess, what Derek is saying about.
Well, today's their lucky day. You get to choose death.
I get to choose death.
Guess what movies I have?
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well,
remember the time, Moody, you made us watch that Secret Sex Lips movie?
Oh, yeah. And then you wanted to invite the director on the podcast to talk to him. Well, we just fucking hated his movie.
Yeah.
That was good times.
Yeah, well, and I actually liked it, so whatever.
Secret sex lips.
That's because there wasn't. Never mind.
Just keep that to yourself.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, thank you guys so much. This is awesome. This is a great podcast.
Wait a minute. We have to ask Lisa a question.
Okay.
Yeah, Lisa. Yeah. What's your favorite movie? It doesn't have to be horror. What's your favorite movie?
Oh my God. Seriously.
Put you on the spot, girl. What genre is your favorite?
Let's see, like fantasy.
Okay.
Fantasy, yeah.
Like Labyrinth?
Huh?
Were you saying like Labyrinth?
That type of fantasy.
Yeah, I like that. I don't really have a favorite movie, you guys. I don't watch
anything recently. You know what?
No.
Okay, well, what were you guys saying?
No, really, when I watch movies, it's because I'm when I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Dale makes you watch movies. Okay, yep. We get it.
You're probably seeing a lot of interesting new things.
Oh, she has for sure, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, welcome, Lisa,
to the welcome to the fold. If you weren't into horror, you're going to be into horror a lot more now, probably, yeah. With Dale, you know.
Well, he knows that so he's going to either have to hold my ears or cover my eyes because I'm going to have to do the other. Like I'm.
It only gets worse from this day forward.
Right.
You're in the shit now.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you guys all. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us too.
Yeah, thanks, as
well.
Lisa.
And thank you, Dale, for joining us. So we'll definitely have you back. We just want to announce that we will be back next month for another exciting episode where we're going to be talking about Halloween Kills. So finally. That's going to be, yeah, finally.
I feel like it's been forever.
Right. So I'm actually excited about that. And both Dale and Derek are wearing Halloween shirts, so that's and the same fucking Halloween shirt.
And we didn't even play that time. We both wore it and showed up on camera, both wearing the Halloween shirts. How crazy! And we're both podcast from.
And we're all and we all are in like the couples are in bed.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm not in bed because I don't have somebody with me. I don't know. But that's interesting.
Because the computer is the closest place for you to jerk it to. I understand.
That's true. All right. So
we haven't seen your left hand this whole time. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we haven't even seen his right hand.
No, I just saw his right hand. He put it up in the air.
Yeah. Oh Lord. See, well it has been grabbing
this, flushing so. Moody. What? That's giant. Put that down, Moody.
Why does that arm look bigger?
It's so big.
All right. Well, on that note. Oh Lord.
It's like only like just a few inches, but he's like, it's a foot, trust me.
He just has really small hands.
That's true. Yeah.
A midget will make anything look big.
This doesn't even make sense.
Oh, my. Oh Lord. All right. Well, see, this is where it goes. This is where the show goes.
This is where we get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I don't get in trouble. Nobody's told me. Like, I've said so much shit that'll get me canceled. Nobody said it, heard anything.
Well, not yet. Now you're just inviting it.
Yeah, watch all the episodes. I dare you to. They won't get past like one without being like, all right, I'm done.
Like, yeah, well, I guess a lot of our episodes kind of go on for like 2 hours generally. This is probably going to be the shorter ones.
So, yeah, so I'm very excited though for Halloween.
Are you?
I mean, yeah, okay. So I didn't actually like the first one, but again, with horror. Like, you can still be excited for a movie that you didn't necessarily like. So it's like, I always want to see it. Like, I'll watch a trailer and be like, God, that looks horrible. I mean, I'm going to watch it.
At least watch the trailer. It seems like the kill count will be pretty big.
Yeah, I think I read where it said it is gory. So, I mean, we'll see.
I think it'll be all right. I'm excited about seeing when it comes out. I'm going to watch it at least the first week or two when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it the first night.
Because I mean, there's certain movies that we don't mind watching at home, but it's like something like that. It's like you gotta see it in the theater.
I don't know. It is coming streaming day one.
It doesn't matter though.
I don't know. I mean, it really depends. If we can't get a babysitter or something, I'm just gonna stream it for.
No, I think it's a hard no.
I'm not gonna wait. I already know.
You gotta support, man. You gotta support the horror films.
Yeah, because like, he has the final bag. How cute.
The thing is, though, the day after, like, if we don't go the day one, it's gonna be spoiled on the internet the same day the movie comes out.
Well, you just gotta stay off the internet.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, I Malignant was all over. People were talking, you know, whatever. I was skipping through to see what, you know,
I didn't even see any spoilers. I saw people talking about it, but I guess I don't really click and read. I don't read people's statuses though either.
Wow. Thanks, Sam.
saw a spoiler after the movie. I'm like, damn, thank God I watched it the moment it fucking came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even James Wan said in a post, like, do not ruin the last 30 minutes of the movie, you know, if you see it, because it is a very special, you know, like, thing.
It's
like,
so fucking stupid. My wife was even like, you know what would be incredibly stupid if this happened, and then it happened.
The funny thing is when I started, because I remember mind. Dale hasn't seen it, so I won't say anything.
And this is
there was a point when I was like, why is she doing that a particular way? And then I was like, then I started thinking about it more, and I'm like, wouldn't it be fucked up if, you know, and then all of a sudden,
wouldn't it be stupid?
Yeah, and then it happened, and I was like, I called it!
Yeah, well, there you go.
I kind of guessed what it was, but not to the extent that she guessed.
Yeah, so Dale, you got to watch it.
You got to watch it and tell us what you think, man, because we need to hear that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, when I come on to the next one, which I'm guessing, am I going to come on for the Halloween Kills one as well?
I mean, if you want to, we didn't have anybody specifically on there for that. So if you want to come back.
Anyways, and I'm going to watch this, so yeah, I will totally be down if y'all want me back on that particular podcast.
All the booty at fucking knife.
Yeah, place. You just got to make sure, Lisa, you got to watch it too.
Like, I'm invited back, right, Moody? Right?
I mean, we
Moody can't say anything to people's face.
man, you're coming back, man. Don't worry, man.
And then all of a sudden they're not.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're just going to be like, what? Adele, did Moody block me?
Adele was never heard from again.
I don't know. Dale's supposed to be in a bunch of our Echo Lake movies coming up. So, you know, I don't think I can.
You before.
That's true.
Damn.
All right. Anyway, Dale, thank you so much. Dale was in the Dark Office and was in Tales from Echo Lake with us. So we really appreciate. And he'll be back for another episode of Tales from Echo Lake.
And I just shared the Dark Office poster just the other day.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
Looks phenomenal, by the way. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. I'm proud of that one.
Yeah, she did really good. That was really good.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking great. So we love having her as our logo girl, you know, or poster woman.
Yeah, I'm learning. No. Man, I'm trying to learn After Effects, and the After Effects is some bullshit. It's like literally like Photoshop. I remember learning Photoshop and thinking there was a lot of steps, but After Effects, it's like a 10 times more. Just, it's insane.
Well, so. There you go. You could do animated logos soon.
God, maybe.
Hopefully. That would be really cool.
I'm working on it. I was like, I found this one little thing. I was like, oh, I'm going to learn how to do it. It's a 20-minute video, and I swear to God, I started writing down, you know, and by like bullet 25, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, never mind.
Well, I mean, I guess once you start doing it, you're probably going to get used to doing it. And then
it's a lot more steps, and the terminology is different. So, whew, yeah, I'm going to try though, because it'd be really cool to have animated effects and stuff. So.
Fucking Candyman, am I right? That maybe you just gotta call his name 5 times and he'll help you edit. He'll be like, "Don't worry, bro, I got you." Oh wait, you're white. Never mind.
You guys just went Suspiria mode right there, all red.
It's the TV.
You know, I was like, wait.
We always have lighting set up.
It's all of a sudden you're in an Argento movie. All right, well, thank you guys so much. This is awesome. Next month, join us again for another episode. We'll have two more, I think, episodes come in. So we got October, November, and then we'll be off for the rest of the year and everything. But we really appreciate everything. Thank you, Dale. Thank you, Lisa. And thank you, Sam and Derek. This was awesome. Fun show. And I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, guys. Derek's shitting right now, so he can't say goodbye.
Yeah, he's too busy. Candyman and woke in the mirror.
He's saying Candyman in the mirror, so hold on.
Right? He's yelling goodbye. Goodbye. All right, there you go. Shut the door.
Okay. Please. All right. And have a good one, guys.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Horror, Blood, and Coffee. I'm your host, Jonathan Moody, and I've got my awesome co-hosts here. Please welcome yourselves, Sarah Marie and Derek Huey. How are you guys doing?
First of all, fuck you, Moody. You just called me Sarah.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Where did that come from? I'm going to have to start this all over again.
God damn it.
Oh, what the fuck? Why did I say that? I don't even know.
Should I put my other wig on?
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Is that your pet name?